I'm here at the International Production and Processing Expo in Atlanta. With me is Barry Carpenter, who is CEO of the North American Meat Association, one of the signees to a letter this week to Congress expressing concerns about the Farm Bill Conference Committee report, which does not make any changes to the country of origin labeling rule, and that is of concern to meat producers, particularly in North America. Barry, what is INAMA's concern about that?
Well, first of all, we're totally disappointed that Congress didn't take the opportunity to resolve this issue. It is costing the industry millions of dollars right now. The change that USDA made effective last May 23rd and implemented this fall is tremendously onerous on our industry. It's requiring additional sorts of livestock products. It's causing short supplies of raw materials to process, and it needs to be fixed. And Congress had a perfect opportunity to do that, and they didn't step up and do it. So, next steps for us, we clearly need the WTO to expedite their process and get that resolved so we know, take the uncertainty out of the situation, know where we're at. We still have our litigation ongoing, and we will be working with Congress for other avenues to sort this out, because it is not the way we should be doing business in the United States. It's very negative to U.S. producers who bring in livestock as calves or baby pigs from either Canada or Mexico and put a lot of work and effort and value into there, create most of the value of that livestock, and then them to be disadvantaged in the marketplace is totally unfair, and we need to resolve that.
Now, as NAMA, do you have also members in Mexico and Canada?
Yes, we do, and the same concern there. We're a country that promotes free trade, yet we have a law on the books that is totally opposed to free trade. It's not consistent with our trade agreements. We believe WTO is going to, again, come back and tell us that. And we need to resolve that and move on. Canada and Mexico are our two biggest trading partners. Why are we doing this? They're right now doing a compliance review by the WTO. I believe the hearing is next month. We just need to expedite that so we can get to some certainty on just where the situation is. And I believe the WTO is going to come back and say this is not consistent with national treatment under trade agreements, and that the U.S. needs to fix it. It's too bad Congress didn't have the foresight and the will to fix it when they could have fixed it right now.
All right. Thank you very much, Barry. Here at IPPE in Atlanta, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.